Find alignment first, and then take action.
In every society of the vast number of societies on your planet today, you've instituted rules, requirements, taboos, laws, along with a great variety of rewards and punishments for conforming or not conforming, as each society seems determined to sort into separate piles the wanted from the unwanted. And although you work very hard at the sorting process, the piles continue to shift around, and you never come even close to a consensus of wanted and unwanted, right and wrong, good and bad. It is our desire that as a result of just reading this one book, you will never again require global, community, or even a partner's agreement in order to find your confidence, direction, and power. We want you to remember that the need for agreement from others comes from a basis of misunderstanding the laws of the universe and runs counter to who you really are. It is our desire that by understanding your own personal guidance system, you will return to alignment with the power that flows to you and through you. For by your finding agreement with the power that flows forth from within you, the harmony that you seek on all other levels and all other subjects and with all others will then and only then be possible. Most people would deem it unwise to load a big clumsy truck, which has a very bad suspension system and a steering mechanism so worn out that it's almost impossible to keep the truck on the road, with their most precious cargo. Or most people would deem it unwise to gather a load of precious glass antiques and put them in the carrying basket of the bicycle that their 5-year-old is taking on his first bicycle ride today. Or most people would deem it unwise to carry a sack containing their life savings and all of their favorite jewelry and then walk out onto the iced over lake before they were sure that the ice was actually strong enough to hold their weight. In other words, it always makes sense to first find fundamental stability before embarking on any journey, especially those journeys that matter most to you. And yet, as people interact with one another on important subjects, they commonly plunge headlong into conversations and decisions and behaviors before they've achieved any sense of true stability. And then, the return to stability is often very long in coming. And often, once out of balance, they stumble into the next and the next and the next out-of-control experience. Through the examples in this book, it is our desire to help you remember the art of alignment first, then action. Alignment first, then conversation. Alignment first, then interaction. Alignment first, then anything else. People sometimes say, "Think before you speak." A wise intention, but we would take it further. We would suggest think, and then evaluate the value of the thought by noticing how it feels, and do that often enough that you know without question that you are in alignment. Then speak, then act, then interact. Someone who takes the time to understand the relationship with Source, who actively seeks alignment with their broader perspective, who deliberately seeks and finds alignment with who they really are, is more charismatic, more attractive, more effective, and more powerful than a group of millions who have not achieved that alignment. The historical masters and healers whom you revere understood the value of this personal alignment. And in this book about relationships, we submit to you, there is no relationship of greater importance to achieve than the relationship between you in your physical body right here and now and the soul, source, God from which you have come. If you tend to that relationship first and foremost, you will then, and only then, have the stable footing to proceed into other relationships. Your relationship with your own body, your relationship with money, your relationship with your parents, children, grandchildren, the people you work with, your government, your world, will all fall swiftly and easily into alignment once you tend to this fundamental primary relationship first.